This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, the All-Star festivities went down over the weekend for the NBA. Tumani Kamara, part of the Rising Stars Challenge on Friday.
Indeed. Came out with a little bit of a bang, too.
Bryce McGowan, part of the G League team. I don't know. How did that go? Well, I didn't watch the Rising Stars
Two came out right out of the gate, knocked down a three, got a little chase down block.
And oh, good.
Was featured as prominently, I think, as he can be. Bryce McGowan's hit the game winner.
Yeah, I did see that. I saw a highlight of that. That was neat. We saw that. And then All-Star Weekend, we saw Team Shaq beat Team Chuck. Is that right? In the finals?
Yes. I'm trying to remember who was coaching who.
Well, Shaq against Chuck.
Yeah. Shaq beat Chuck 41-25.
I don't know if that hit the mark like we all thought it would hit the mark. It was better.
It wasn't as close, so you didn't get the stuff.
Yep.
I think the two of the bigger storylines coming out of this from the non-basketball or the basketball that wasn't played is LeBron James being a selfish jerk and Anthony Edwards just not playing.
Well, yes. LeBron, 2 hours before the game, said he had foot and ankle soreness. And that
it's been bothering him for years. Then tell everyone on freaking Wednesday, yeah, like Giannis did, and let somebody else go, you arrogant jerk.
Yeah. Who would they have put in there for LeBron?
I mean, pick your West forward.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of guys backed out this year that normally...
Oh, just him and Giannis were the only, like, two big-time injury guys.
Yeah. At the time, but there's a lot, like Trae Young made it in, mm-hmm, you know, that was interesting to see him flaunt around.
Look, in an All-Star game.
After his Twitter fest, post where, yeah, he was like,
it's not getting snubbed,
me.
It's getting Trae.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
All right, Trae. Bradley Beal, stop. Don't shoot 40% of the field and 30% from three.
Yeah, it was better. I don't think that this is, I like, you know, Adam Silver is trying something, and he's trying to bring relevance back. Not everything is going to hit. This was better than what it has been before, because last year we went over this. It was 211 to 186, yeah, last year. Like, no, that was not good at all. But I think that you're starting to see there is a little bit more of a push to make it relevant, because the players, they are feeling like they care a little bit more, and that there's a little bit more of a push to say, hey, guys, you do understand that you're going to be affected negatively in the pocketbook if this continues to go this way, because we'll just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be getting all of the bonuses that you get from not just your team, but every company that you endorse, mm-hmm, when you become an All-Star. The money that you get from All-Star Weekend is going to start going away when advertisers don't want to do it. I thought that charge really started on Saturday night, though, when Ja Morant was like, saw Mac McClung in the dunk contest and was like, all right, I'm going to get into this next year. That's what it's going to have to take.
Let's see it.
They always say
because
that,
because that's
right?
The thing is, like, let me capitalize on the PR right now.
Well, and then you had, you know, he was trying to recruit guys to do it. And then Giannis chimed in and said, yeah, I'm going to do it. The very next day, this was Giannis.
But my tweet, well, I got hacked last night. That wasn't me. That was my kids tweeting. That wasn't me.
Giannis went, yeah, I'm in. Let's do this. And then the very next day, I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
Capitalize on the PR and then apologize on the back end. Aaron Gordon this morning, quote tweeted John Morant, says, I think I still got some stuff.
Oh.
Look, you throw John Morant, Aaron Gordon, Ant Edwards...
Can we say Modest Bozalis had the worst dunk contest performance
who
ever?
Who could have seen that coming? And it's like, it's not that I'm anti-Modest. He's 6'10", 6'11".
Yeah.
Big guys, like Dwight Howard, everybody's like, oh, Dwight's 7 foot. Dwight's 6'9".
Yeah.
It looks different. Like, when you're that big, and Modest has crazy bunnies. Like, mm-hmm. don't get it twisted. Like, he is a freak leaper for a guy his size. Big guys don't look good dunking.
Yeah.
Mac McClung looks like a little cherub angel because he's a little man.
Yeah.
Like when you're little and you can fly, it looks dope.
Did we not learn this from Dwight Howard in the dunk contest?
That's what I'm saying. Like, but even then, like Dwight was the biggest.
Yeah.
At 6'9".
Yeah.
The prime spot is 6'6 to 6'8.
Yeah.
Like that's the where you still have the size and the power. Or you want to say 6'5 to 6'8 if you want to throw Levine in there. Like it's you're big enough. Just like still look relatively normal doing it.
Yeah.
But you're so big and explosive, you can do stuff so much more than everybody else.
I thought Mac McClung, I'm sick of watching a guy in the G League who's not an NBA player dunk, but he did some pretty sick stuff because he took what were the iconic dunks.
Yeah, jumping
recently.
Over the Kia, the Aaron Gordon,
the Aaron
spinning
Gordon
hoverboard dunk.
Yeah, with, you know, and then jumping over the 7-footer on a platform, mm-hmm. you know, but he would take it one notch higher, like when he tapped the rim with the ball.
That
and then,
was
like,
bonkers.
It was crazy. It's crazy to
the,
watch
the first
doing.
Camera angle didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Like, because
when you saw
it
initially,
over his left shoulder,
oh.
it was like, that looked okay, but you didn't see him touch the rim with the ball, pump it down, and then bring it back up. And they showed it from the other side, and it was like,
it's crazy.
Holy crap.
It's crazy what he's able to do. But you cannot tell me he's the only guy in the world that can do that, right? Like, I think Ja Morant is a great guy. He should be in it, right? And I hope that push does happen and he does eventually.
Look, if we're going to keep putting Mac McClung in it, put Jordan Kilgannon in it. For those that don't know who he is, there's like there are professional dunkers. Jordan Kilgannon, I want to say, is 6'4", 6'5". I think he has like a 51-inch vertical. Like, it's otherworldly. He's the one who popularized what they call a scorpion dunk, where he 360s and like dunks it with his wrist behind his back backwards.
That's pretty sweet.
Oh, it's absolutely filthy.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna go full mercenary, go get me the best dunkers in the world.
Yeah. Do it.
And don't include NBA players.
Yes. Absolutely.
But like then what is this like then it's just literally just an and-one dunk competition.
Yeah.
But like they're like I think it's like Team Flight. Is the Instagram account, I think that's what it is.
But nobody wants to see that because people don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Like, give me NBA players. That was the novelty of it. I want it back. Give me stars.
Yes.
It's all-star weekend.
And I don't even think it has to be stars.
G League on a two-way.
And this is going to sound homerish and local, but put Shaedon Sharpe in the dunk contest.
See, and at least he's an NBA player.
Yes.
The only thing is that, like, his profile needs to be higher. Like, they need guys with high profiles. And who's the highest profile guy in the dunk contest this weekend? Because you had Steph Castle,
it's probably,
Modest Bozalis.
It's probably Castle.
Mac McClung. Castle, I was surprised.
No, I mean, he's explosive as hell. And Andre Jackson, no, that's the thing, is the other three guys smoked their dunks. That was the problem.
Bad.
Like, just miss after miss after miss where McClung was. That's where McClung shined.
Thanks, Kobe. Kobe ruined the dunk contest.
One and done.
Yeah.
Just.
That's all he does, though. That's all he does. That's all he does. And that makes it kind of unfair. It's like,
he's really good at it.
Oh, man. This text about the All-Star game is during Brag went through the scores of the 80s and 90s All-Star games. They were high back then as well. Obviously, 3-point makes scores higher, but it's always just been a thing. Look, there's a difference between like 134 points or
211.
In 211. We've had 211 big. There 186, were 184, 175, 163. I mean, it has gotten egregious.
There
the
were
last
a bunch
decade.
Even back in the days that were in the 140s and 150s.
140s and 150s. But here was the difference is that they would start out and they would play hard.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would go, they'd play like the first 4 minutes you were going to get. They would play hard. Then it would go into, all right, everybody's going to take their foot off the gas. The fourth quarter, it was, they were ramping up and it was actually heated. That doesn't happen anymore. And
that's
where you get these inflated. The big thing though, is that I think whether it's the All-Star game, the Pro Bowl, Major League Baseball's All-Star game, what you need to understand is that they are exhibitions. It's just that when the players care, it's a palatable game to watch. And we don't have that now. It's not for adults. It's for young people to gravitate to.
It's for the children.
And everybody's like, I want it to be like it when I was a kid. It's like, it kind of is.
But here's the thing. I mean, we're up against it right now. They don't know who they want to target with All-Star Weekend anymore. Because it was a shotgun spray.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.